On this episode of Gay Woman Podcast, I will be interviewing my first ebook supporter, which started this whole entire Gay Woman Podcast. You know, this podcast is an extension of that 13-year-old novella. And she agreed to do an interview with me, and I'm excited about that. But before we get into that, let me just give a shout out real quick to Jazzcast Pros Network. Jazzcast Pros, a network of podcasts hosted by thought leaders with radiant positivity to help make America a more equitable and loving place to be. Now let's get into it.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hello, hello. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
To Gay Woman Podcast.
That's what's up.
After so many attempts of trying to make this happen, it's been, two or three weeks?
Yes, it has.
And we almost didn't make it happen this time again with some tech issue, but we making it work.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. Making it happen.
Okay. Yes, we are. Okay, but thank you for buying my ebook. You are my first ebook customer. I appreciate
Absolutely.
You so much. I've said it so many times in our emails. I've said it so many times, yeah. I think, even on our like TikTok conversations that mm-hmm. we've had back and yeah. forth so many times. And I do yeah. appreciate you.
Yeah, no worries. I appreciated the book. I'd never read anything like that. I'm like, oh my goodness. I was looking around to make sure nobody's watching. Because it's quite steamy.
You gave me a bomb review. You gave me a great review. You really did. I always try to like put that up on social media all the time.
Yeah.
You really did.
Yeah, it's a great read. It's a great read, friend.
Okay, so the first question, since you're my first, you're my first ebook customer, supporter, uh-huh. and then you are yeah. my first actual interview for the Gay Woman okay. Podcast. So you're the first.
Aw, shucks.
Right. All right, let's get to the first question. Okay. Are you a book reader? And are you a part of any book clubs?
I'm a book reader. I actually generally listen to books more often, but your book was so fun, I just couldn't stop reading it. I don't belong to any book clubs or anything. I just, you know, whatever tickles my fancy. I generally read, like, self-improvement type books, not so much novels or anything. So this was quite different for me.
And that was going to be my next question also. Are you a fictional book reader for entertainment? Like, is that normally your choice? But you just said no.
Yeah, no. I usually, for entertainment, I like movies and TV shows and whatnot, Netflix and things. But
well, hopefully.
Yeah, this was great. It was really good.
Okay, and what did you enjoy most about Tongue Love?
Well, I mean, there's so many things. It's hard to pick one thing. I mean, it was great because it was women loving women, and the sex scenes were quite steamy. And it the storyline was just riveting. It kept me turning the page, like, what's gonna, like, who is this girl? Or, oh my God, did she do that? Or, you know, it just kept going. It was a real page turner for me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And what were your thoughts on the main character names? Because I've gotten feedback in the past when I first released it 13 years ago as a paperback.
Yeah. I didn't really have an opinion regarding their names. I mean, in my mind, it's just that designated character and then what the storyline revolved around that piece. I mean, I do like the name Jersey. And Tropicana was quite fun. Not only her name, but her character as well. And then Kim, I didn't really, the names weren't like a thing for me.
Okay, yeah, and that was my intentions when I made up these yeah. names, like Tropicana and Jersey, is yeah. to make it entertaining. And yeah. then also the name I did get from the Tropicana name was influenced by a you know, hip-hop rap group during the 80s.
Oh, okay.
And that was a yeah. you know, name of a female Tropicana, so it kind of tied in for entertainment purposes and making
That's
it interesting and funny and a conversation
yeah.
piece. Like, well, her mm-hmm. name is Tropicana and Jersey, what?
Wait a minute.
But also, and then also I did like you know, Lord Jamar from the Brand Nubian group, who also used name in that song.
Okay. I was actually thinking of the club, the Tropicana Club. That's what brought, what came to my mind.
Oh, there's a club named Tropicana?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What state?
Yeah, it's
what
in
city?
South America. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, didn't know that. Good to know, hey. All right. Let's see. What were your thoughts on the length of Tongue Love? Was it too long, too short, or just right?
I felt like it was a little bit short in that I feel like you could elaborate it in other aspects, but mm-hmm. I think the point that you were trying to get, you got right to it, which I appreciate. It almost kind of reminded me of the old black and white movies where they take you into this riveting story and then it says, the end. And you're like, wait a minute, dude, what? Okay.
That's good. Instead I like of, this.
Yeah.
I like your perspective.
Which I appreciate because, that's why I had asked her. I was like, do you have anything else? Because I'm ready. I'm ready for another one. But yeah. No, it was just right. And I couldn't believe how fast I got through it. I was like, I blew through it. Yeah.
I love the feedback. I really, really do. Hey, I was only 25 at the time starting it.
Oh,
like
bless
two,
your heart.
And a half.
I felt 25 reading it.
You did?
I felt 25 reading it, yeah. I'm like,
a different version
my.
Of myself. Definitely mm-hmm. a different version of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a 20-something first time ever doing this. Never intended mm-hmm. on writing a book or being an author. So this really just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, it's great. It's great.
Okay. Would you like to see Tongue Love as a film, television series, or a Broadway play?
Interesting. I do like me some Broadway. I could see that you put music around it. That would be awesome. I don't know that you could have it as like a regular movie. It'd have to be like pay-per-view maybe. With the scenes that you got in there. I'm like, I don't know. They probably wouldn't let you have that in the theaters, but yeah, Broadway show. Oh my God, that would be that. That's what's up.
You would prefer Broadway over the film or television series out of the three? A Broadway play.
Well, television series would be. You know what? Any medium, I think the story would do fantastic.
You think? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And another question, not related to the book, but what are your thoughts on us developing and creating a global lesbian economy? Not necessarily me and you, but I mean lesbians.
Well, let's do it,
the
girl!
Gay woman podcast, just us as a family.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on a global lesbian economy for us? Like, seriously, for us.
Yeah, I mean, that would be amazing. I mean, it's something as a, you know, being of my age and growing up when I did, I wouldn't be anything that I would ever even dream of to happen, but I think it would be absolutely amazing. I've contemplated, you know, doing a podcast myself, but I just feel like there's maybe so many out there, I'd just be lost in the sea of podcasts, so I never took it really seriously. So I'm really impressed that what you're doing. I'm like, you're living your dream, and that's inspiring. So kudos to you, friend. But yeah, lesbian economy. That's what I'm down for that. Yes, ma'am.
Like us working together, really not just it be about being talk, but really like figuring out solutions to make it happen on a global scale. Women all over.
Yeah.
You know, us
women need all the help they can get.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, weekly or monthly, like Zoom calls where we're actually connecting with each other, figuring out solutions, really doing the work.
Absolutely.
Not just at the talk level, but really making it happen where it's a reality.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. My only, I guess my challenges is I don't have any, I mean, I'm just a regular, I have a 9-to-5 job. I pay my rent. I go out to eat on Saturday. Like, I'm pretty basic in that respect, so I wouldn't even know how to even start anything like that. But I'm pretty resourceful as far as I'm always willing to learn things, and I love the YouTube and research and stuff. If I don't know something, I go on there and get ideas and things like that. So absolutely. If there's anything I can do, I'm more than happy to help.
But we're definitely starting with the conversation. So that is a start.
Yeah. And,
you know, having the podcast, like I've said in one of my episodes, is not about me. It really is being of service to the Rainbow family. And the core value and focus is on us women, the lesbians. Yeah. So, yes, we're a part of the Rainbow family, the LGBTQ plus. Yes.
We're the L, friend. We're the L. Yes.
But my show and Gay Woman Podcast is dedicated, focused, and devoted to us. And even when you look at Tongue Love in the first page, it says, you know, that to women who genuinely love other women. So this is just an extension. This podcast, again, is an extension of that 13-year-old novella. So this is how I'm, again, this is for us.
That's awesome.
Is there any questions that you have for me?
What inspired you to write? Like, that's awesome that you have that talent.
What inspired me was just being sick and tired of constantly seeing heterosexuality always forced on us everywhere you look and turn. Like, I was born in 1981. So, you know, it wasn't as bad as those who came, you know, before us or me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, every time you turn on the television, there's only heterosexual films.
Yeah.
There's only heterosexual television shows. There's only heterosexual songs on the radio. Literally, billboards as you're growing up as a child, as a gay little girl, you only see one thing and one thing only. Literally. Nothing but heterosexuality 100% of the time, always just being forced, just being always selling and advertising their heterosexuality. And I always felt like, why are they always forcing themselves onto us? And that's why I had to create something.
Yeah, and you know what? Representation does matter. I came across this. This show that has a very masculine presenting woman in it and she was a real woman, took place in the late 1800s, and I seen her walking around with her masculine walk and her cane and her top hat, and I'm like, oh, I love that. Like, if I could have seen stuff like that when I was young, that was an option instead of, you know, feeling that I'm a mistake or a sinner or something's wrong with me, just from the things that you hear from society and family and friends, you know, that would have gave me a lot more confidence as a young person, a young lesbian, that, because that was something I had to overcome as a young person, is feeling not good enough or not part of, you know, society. Like, I'm some kind of outcast because I have these feelings that are different than the norm. So anything that you can put out there for young people, or even, you know, people like myself, it's awesome, because it's never too late to see yourself in media, in book form, and, you know, TV, radio, whatever the case may be, because there's somebody out there that you'll never know of that it's gonna impact in a positive
way. Don't worry, I'm doing it.
You're on it, friend.
You have no idea.
All right.
You have no idea.
Okay.
When I say I am devoted to us,
that's what's up. Okay.
Yeah. This is
forever.
Well,
I look forward to seeing what you come up with.
Yeah, this is forever. This is not a fly-by-night thing. This is, you know, just like me being a gay woman is not something.
Right.
No, this is...
Yeah, you don't get to turn it on and off. Believe me, I would have picked a different way, trust.
Let's see. Okay, so let me just get your consent. So we dashed out the form. Just give me the yes that you're giving me consent.
Yes,
this
ma'am.
This is, you
yes.
know, the media release, public, whatever.
Yeah,
we're in agreement. You cool with the interview? We had fun. I didn't take up too much of your time.
No.
I told you it wouldn't take more than like 15 to 20 minutes to do this interview.
Yeah. Well, I
wanted
hope
to keep it real like this.
Okay. Well, I hope it helps you, and I look forward to seeing more of what you come up with and do.
Okay, I appreciate you so much, Jen. I don't know how to pronounce your last name.
Oh, it's Giroux. It's like Al Giroux, only spelled different.
Oh,
or Jennifer Giroux from The Criminal Minds, only spelled different.
Okay, Jennifer Jerome, I appreciate you. And we'll be chatting more with each other through emails and on TikTok.
Sweet! Okay, I look forward to it.
All right, enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, my friend, take care.
Friendly reminder, 2023, I'm following every single lesbian I see. Every single one. You got a vagina, you're a lesbian, I'm following you. You're a woman with a vagina, you're an ally, and you support other women. Don't matter. The colors of skin don't matter. That shit don't matter. What matters is your heart and that you got a vagina. And that you're a lesbian. Hopefully, you're a lesbian or an ally.
As always, I mean, want to support my self-published novella, Tongue Love. And I want to give a shout out again to JazzCast Pros Network. JazzCast Pros is on a mission to empower, educate, and inspire women and people of color to attain social equity, become financially independent, and maintain healthy relationships with themselves and others.